Midden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
It's the morning after the disastrous wedding day that never was. Captain Horatio McNelson is recovering in his cabin, while the rest of the crew are gathered in the bar area of the ship, discussing the outcome of Veronica McVicar's big day, and the fact that Big Dick had misunderstood the whole thing from the very beginning.
But did you see Big McNelly's bazog when she turned round and asked why he was standing beside her and knew up in front conducting the wedding?
Now, Scotty, don't be so cruel. There, but for the grace of God, it could have been you up there.
Oh, I'd never be done stupid.
I feel really sorry for the captain. It's all my fault and he's going to be mad at me. I heard him tossing in bed last night. I think I should go and talk to him and apologise.
I tell you, we were all doomed. The whole thing was doomed from the start.
Dick, don't go blaming yourself. Anyway, the captain has a soft spot for you and could never stay angry at you for long. I'm sure he doesn't blame you.
No, indeed, I don't blame Dick.
Jeez, oh, you're going to not do that. Creeping up behind folk like that, you could get them heart failure.
Sorry if I started you, Scotty, but I've been giving this a lot of thought in my cabin, and I am telling everyone to put it behind them. I have, and I don't want to hear any more about it. The first person to bring up the subject again will get dismissed. Do I make myself clear?
Aye.
Good. Now, Dick, I need you to come to my cabin and have a look at my...
Captain, I think you should see this communication that's just come through.
Give it here, let's see. Your service is required, stop. RY Britannia decommission, stop. Get to Oban ASAP, stop. Royal family needs to be picked up, stop. Annual tour of Hebrides, stop. Don't stop to think, stop. Pull out all the stop. Is this your idea of a joke?
No joke. It came through about 2 minutes ago.
Ah, right, of course it did. And pray tell me how it managed to get through when you haven't even managed to get the communication system up and running yet.
It came through via request on local radio.
Local radio?
Yes. You see, even though we can't pick up the Coast Guards, we can get local radio, and I was sitting listening to my favourite programme. It's called the Strupak, and it's presented by some man with a name like mine. Anyway, he played an ad that asked the MV Glenmidden to get in touch with base. So, I called your secretary, Miss Chance in Greenock, and she gave me the message.
Well, I'm glad you're not just sitting wasting your time. It still sounds like a wind-up to me. I shall go and call Miss Chance and get her to confirm it. Meanwhile, you get back to the bridge and see if you can get that radio receiving something other than that rubbish you listen to.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Sandy, before you go, you wouldn't have a 10p for the phone, would you?
After communicating with his secretary back in Greenock, Captain Horatio realises that this is indeed no silly prank by the crew, but the RY Britannia is out of action, along with the usual substitute, the Hebridean Princess. And his vessel has been designated to collect the royal family from Oban and take them in their annual cruise to the Western Isles for a week, ending at the Castle of May. Armed with this information, the captain gets back to the ship and calls an emergency meeting with the crew.
Well, it appears that we are indeed called upon to serve Queen and Country by collecting Her Majesty along with Prince Philip and Charles at Oban and taking them on their annual cruise. It's an extremely exciting time for us, not to say a great honour.
And where are they going to be kipping? You've no forgotten that we're one cabin doing as it is.
That's true, although I'm not complaining. Scotty has made me very comfortable in the top bunk.
Aye, but I'll no be sorry to see the back of your behookie when you move out.
Och, you'll be sorry to see me go. Who'll floss your dentures for you in the morning, if not me?
No, Scotty has a point. We are going to need some more cabin space for them.
Why do we not get some of the freight containers? They've got them in Portree, along with a couple of portaloos. They'll be just the thing.
That's right, and I could make them look lovely by hanging a few of my knick-knacks around the walls.
Oh, with the size of your knick-knacks, you'll no need many of them to cover the huge freight container.
How do you know what size my knick-knacks are? Have you been peeping when I've not been looking? Oh, you tease.
You didn't have to peep with the size of the things splotting in the wind outside the porthole.
That's all well and good, but where are we going to put the containers?
They can go in the car deck, and if we got a non-in through the container to the portaloos, then they'll be all sweet.
I suppose it could work. After all, they're not expecting too much from us, I wouldn't imagine.
No, after all, it's only the royal family.
What about food? What do you think they eat? Do you think they're like us? I've heard they only eat pheasants and swans.
Och, they'll take what they're given. I've got some food left over from the big ceremony that we're not allowed to mention. I'll liquidise it and make some soup. I'd imagine when they're relaxing they won't be going around with their teeth in all day.
That's the stuff, Maggie. Dick, when we arrive in Portree, I want you to go and hire the freight containers. We'll also need beds. Do you think we'll need two or three? Do you think they have separate beds?
Well, if she's anything like me, she'd like to have something warm and cuddly to snuggle up to during the night, even if it is her husband.
Ah, oh, dinna be stupid, you old crow. Everyone kens they dinna sleep together. He's obviously a man of great taste and sense.
Well, she doesn't know what she's missing. At least I have the big, strong arms of my Scotty to wrap round me when I need them.
Oh, woman.
Right, well, Dick, best get three camp beds and a couple of bedside tables. Also get a hat stand. That'll give Her Majesty somewhere to hang a crown at night. Now, is there anything else we can think of?
Will she be bringing her corgis? It's just that my pussy will have his hair standing on end when he sees them. He's a devil with the dogs.
Mm. Best maybe to keep Boris in your cabin to begin with, Maggie. Don't want fur flying on the first day, do we?
I meant to talk to you about the flea-bitten servant of Satan. It doesn't like me and I didn't like it. It keeps trying to smother me at night by lying in my face.
Oh, he's just being friendly. I know people who'd pay good money to have a pussy wrapped round their neck at night to keep them warm.
Anyway, I think it best to keep him locked up for the first day at least. Now, anything else?
What about the Royal Marine Band?
What?
The Royal Marine Band. Did Miss Chance not tell you? They're bringing the band on board to entertain them throughout the journey.
Oh, they're risky noise, aren't they going to like that one?
Are you sure, Sandy? Miss Chance didn't mention it to me.
Yes, she told me it would really cheer you up to have the band of the Royal Marines trooping around your quarterdeck. The thing is, though, we've nowhere to put them. I could always call her back and get her to tell the Queen she can't bring them.
We can't do that. No, at a time like this we have to make sacrifices. I shall certainly throw my door open to accommodate as many as possible, and I expect the rest of you to do likewise. The others will have to camp out on deck. I'm sure they'll be used to camping. There, now, no more talk. Let's get going. We need to pick up those containers on the way and get them fit for a queen.
With a decision taken as to the sleeping arrangements for the royal family, the MV Glenmidden set sail for Oban, stopping off at Portree to get the freight containers and portaloos. Is this a disaster waiting to happen? Does the queen realise what she's letting herself in for? We'll have to wait until next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.